So the way this is going to go is that the previous speaker is going to introduce the next speaker because we thought that would be fun. And I will tell you that most of the speakers in this thing tonight have had some involvement with Higna. So the next speaker is Ellie N. Who's going to be sharing about what online services meant to her. And Ellie came to our meetings a few years ago. And it's been a real privilege to watch her come through what she's come through and get to the place where she's at, you know, and we've become kind of friends online. We've shared some stuff that maybe neither of us would feel comfortable sharing in meetings about things that have gone on in our own personal lives, you know, and I feel very close to this lady. I love her to bits, and without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Ellie N, who's going to share her experience, strength, and hope for the next 20 minutes. So, thank you.
Thank you,
Well, thank you, Steve. Hi, Ellie.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ellie. I'm an addict.
Hi,
Hello, Ellie.
My story is I'm American. I lived in the States. I got clean in 2002. I was 52 years old. I didn't know I was an addict. I know that I had mental health issues, but I was started to, you know, I went to meetings and then I did, you know, I did service there and I had sponsees and sponsor and my life blew up and about 2012 and had to make a major change in my life. So I moved. I live in Italy now with my husband and when I got here, you know, I remember people saying, "Well, how are you going to go to meetings?" And I said, "Oh, well, I'll start a meeting." Well, I was so naive because they don't really speak English here. And the only there was no there were no English speaking meetings, and I didn't speak Italian, and it was pretty far away. And so I went to the only meeting that I knew of once a week, which was the other fellowship. I really didn't feel like I was a part of that. I just didn't feel. I don't know. I just didn't feel home, like I was home. And but I, you know, I made the trip and went there. And I think probably I got here in January. So by August, I was done. I just had gone through a lot of major upheaval in my life and was continuing. It just kept going and I got sick. I had an accident, and one of my medications was caused me to become. I had an allergic reaction to one of to my meds, and I had to come off of it, taper from it very fast. It wasn't even a taper. I had to just come off of it cold turkey. And with that, and at that time, I started to become estranged from my daughter, who is an adult and lives in the States, and she just stopped talking to me. And were all those things, and I couldn't find a meeting. And I was online, and I was looking on, you know, NA.org. I couldn't find anything. And I just said, "Well, you know what? Forget it. I don't care. I, you know, I, this is somebody who never thought I would ever just give up, but I was. I just did. I was just sinking. My disease was becoming, you know, more and more apparent, and I did relapse. I just it wasn't a major, you know, big thing. I picked up my drug of choice, which were prescription drugs, and when I realized what I had done, I was absolutely, utterly horrified. And the next morning, which is really weird, I'll never understand this, but this was Christmas Eve. We were all set to go over to my sister-in-law's house and celebrate, and I couldn't go. I was a complete basket case. And I went to bed, and when I woke up in the morning, the thing that came to my mind is, why don't I Google Skype NA? In that time, at that point, point, Higna was on Skype, and I couldn't believe it, but I found the Australian NA at home meetings, and it was in my time zone. Well, it was in the morning for me, it was evening for them. And I couldn't believe it. I was online and I was in a meeting. And then I heard about Higna, and they said that there was an illness and recovery meeting, and I really needed to be in something like that. So I started 90 meetings, 90 days, and I got clean one day at a time, and still faced a lot of stuff. You know, I got sick with cancer, and I still was estranged from my daughter, which was tearing me apart. Now I had I got a sponsor here in Italy. It all what I'm trying to say is everything seemed to fall into place. And little by little, I thought, you know what? I really wish I could do some service, because that really helped me when I was living in the States. I had a number of service commitments. You know, I chaired meetings. I was treasurer, GSR. And I know that one of my sponsors always told me that, you know, to help the suffering addict. So when one of the service commitments was, someone was turning in their service commitment at the illness and recovery meeting, I requested, I put my hand up and said, it was actually for someone to post the readings. And we had a group conscience, and I was voted in to do that. And since I'm pretty computer savvy, it wasn't hard for me. And little by little, I just, I felt a part of, you know, once again, and it felt really good. I know that Higna, these meetings have gotten me through so much difficult stuff. Tremendous stuff that I could wouldn't have survived, really. I was pretty suicidal. And yet, you know, going through cancer and having everybody, you know, just these guys are like my family, you know. So when later on I asked if I could chair, actually another meeting was at the NA at home meeting in Australia, and there was a conflict, and they decided maybe we should have the same, it's an Ask It Basket meeting, to have it, have Higna host that meeting. And I was asked if I wanted to chair it, and I was like, yeah, you know, I do. And so I've been chairing that meeting for a while now. I'm always hoping somebody will take over that chair position, because I'm a big believer that service really helps, and that, you know, it's good for everybody to have some sort of service position in a meeting if they can. And from there, I became a chair for the illness and recovery meeting because somebody stepped down, and I'm also a GSR for this meeting. And I'll tell you, sometimes it's hard because it's evenings and it's dinner time for me. Every time there's you know, three nights a week. And my husband gets a little bit miffed, but, you know, he understands that my meetings have to come first. And that's true for me. If I don't put my recovery first, people always say all bets are off, but that is true for me. And the situation with my daughter, well, it's improved. We started speaking again, and you know, we have to build a new relationship. And I only tell you that I get outside help. I do see somebody for my mental health because I have a significant significant illness, but it's because of Narcotics Anonymous that gave me the strength and the hope to get through something that was so seriously, I mean, there were times I come to meetings and cry because I felt that I would never, ever see her again. And I would be told, never say never. And it's true. It's been true for me. The relationship is one day at a time. It's going well. I see things that I never would have seen just being in therapy. I never would have understood. I can only say that service is a wonderful way for anybody to get connected, you know, to get to become a part of a group, to be part of having that, making a commitment every week. It keeps you, you know, grounded and helps me. I mean, there were times like, oh my God, I feel really sick, or I don't want to go to a meeting. Well, I made a commitment to the group, and I take my commitment seriously. It wasn't always like that, but I do. And, you know, I feel very blessed. I never use words like blessed, never use words like higher power. I never prayed. I never did any of that stuff. You know, I just made a mess of my life. And, you know, I'm a different person now. I really feel like I'm grown, and I can only say that it's all of it. You know, it's the steps, it's the meetings. I do a meeting every day, sometimes twice a day. My doctor said I go to too many meetings. Well, I cut back a little bit because actually I do need to do things around the house. I'm also an artist, so I spend time doing artwork. And my life is becoming more balanced. And I think this is the best. I also say that I'm 71. I'm not young. And somebody who is 71 could tell you this is the best years of my, this has been one of the best years of my life. Every year, you know, we come to the end of New Year's Eve, and I say, oh, this, maybe next year it will be better. I can honestly say that 2021 has been the best year of my life. I didn't come from a great background, you know, abuse and trauma. And, you know, I can only say that I'm feeling really, really great, and I'm very, very grateful to have been asked to share. So I'm going to end with just keep coming back, everybody. If you're new here, and even if you're not, we really do need you, and we do need people for service. So thank you so much, Steve, for calling on me and asking me to share, and I will share the time.